Disaster warnings are being issued as heavy downpours threaten to bring flash floods and landslides to 37 provincial areas around Thailand. Monsoonal storms are predicted to increase rainfall in the northern, northeastern, central, east and south of Thailand until at least next Tuesday. Suratani, just 3 hours north of Phuket by road, is the current area being watched by officials. With soaring water levels, hundreds of people along the Khlong Sok Canal in the province's Phnom district are now living on their upper floors of their homes as floodwaters up to a metre and a half deep rise below them. In Krabi province, the Tan Bok Korani National Park chief is warning tourists against entering the park's waterfall zone. In Phetchaburi province, the glowing flood risk comes from the water being discharged from the overwhelmed Kang Krachan Dam. Up in the north, things are starting to improve with the Mekong River level now at 11.42 metres, about 1.6 metres below the maximum level and receding about 10 centimetres per day. A former famous PP tattoo shop owner has been shot dead. Ao Nang police were notified of the incident at 4 a.m. yesterday at a hut in Krao Nam. Police found the body of a man who was later identified as 42-year-old Pritcha Boatman, a famous tattoo shop owner on Koh Phi Phi. A bullet wound was found on his right temple. A spent cartridge was found on the floor. Khun Pritcha used to have a tattoo shop on Koh Phi Phi, but the shop was damaged by fire when there was a big blaze on the island last year. Police say that Pritcha built the hut on public land and had had arguments with the locals before. And an expert believes that Yanui, the much-travelled crocodile that patrolled the beaches of Phuket for several weeks, has a mixed heritage. However, more DNA tests are being conducted. Yanui, named by Phuket reporters after the beach where it was first sighted, was caught at Layan Beach on July the 29th after more than 10 days of searching, sightings and drone photos from Yanui Beach in the south to Layan Beach off Laguna. Just looking at the photos, I'm not sure if Yanui is enjoying all the attention. Anyway, you can read up about Yanui and all the other stories from around Phuket and Thailand at thetiger.com. The Phuket Marine Office says that a warning is out for boats heading out to the Andaman Sea. It'll last until August the 15th. The warning says that small boats less than 12 metres should not leave from port. The Marine Office also says that boat operators must follow what officers at each port says. For example, if the weather immediately changes and the officers conclude that they mustn't leave from port, then they should stay there. The criminal court in Bangkok yesterday sentenced former monk Nen Kam to 114 years in jail for deceiving 29 people into donating into bogus Buddhism and disaster relief projects and using the money to buy a jet and luxury cars. The 39-year-old was a monk in Sisaket province, also known as Nen Kam. He'd been extradited from the United States last year and jailed ever since. Public prosecutors told the court that over 5 years, Nen Kam told people that in his dream, deity Indra had asked him to build the world's largest Buddha image made from emerald to be housed by a grand temple, as well as a gold image of himself and more temples in Ubon Ratchathani and Suphanburi provinces. He then invited people to make donations, including cash, gold and other assets for his projects, as well as his plan to buy boats from the US to help flood victims. Well, he's got 114 years to think about all that now.